WTAW News Time is 7:25. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. As early as next year, the next time NASA has to move its mission control operations from Houston, they'll be coming to downtown Bryan.
NASA's Director of Mission Operations, Paul Hill, came to Bryan to sign agreements with a local startup company called Texas Space Technology Applications and Research, T-Star for short.
As T-Star builds out their facilities, they can in fact mimic the same facilities, same capabilities we have in mission control in Houston.
T-Star Chief Technology Officer Jose Quintana says after October 1st, they hope to start integrating their systems with those at Johnson Space Center.
We already identified a few sites here in downtown. We're pretty happy about that.
NASA's had its backup in Huntsville, Alabama. The last time the space agency had to make a full move from Houston was during Hurricane Ike. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Streetside parking is a priority around two College Station elementary schools. That was part of a report given to the city council Thursday night as part of a study whether to add bike lanes around five campuses. Assistant City Engineer Troy Rother told City Councilman John Nichols the principal at Pebble Creek didn't want to give up streetside parking along Lakeway.
They're supportive of just bike lanes in general.
Oh, bike lanes in general and bike safety, yes. But not in that space that you were really studying.
Striping for bike lanes will be done and parking will remain. The council also, by consensus, agreed with the recommendation to not make any changes around Southwood Valley, but continue to monitor activity. Rother says they'll also study student bicyclists at College Hills, Rock Prairie, and Oakwood. Highway 30 near Twin Oaks Landfill was shut down for nearly 2 hours Thursday afternoon after a City of College Station garbage truck rear-ended a two-ton pickup towing a trailer. A DPS trooper says the driver of the garbage truck failed to control his speed. The pickup and trailer were blocking part of the eastbound lane due to the trailer having a blown tire. The driver of the garbage truck was transported to College Station Medical Center with a possible broken right wrist. The driver of the pickup was not injured. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. There's a second member of the Bryan City Council who's critical of a petition drive asking voters to ban relatives of council members from serving on appointed boards. Chuck Connerla calls it a political witch hunt by a group of unsuccessful mayoral candidates.
It's an angry group of people that I really wish would look at the good things going on in Bryan as a result of the talented people that serve on our boards and committees, related or not. So one person out of 150 is related, and therefore we should change the city charter because of the appearance somehow that there's an issue. I think it's asinine.
Petition organizers are looking to get 2,000 signatures by July 1st. A Bryan man will serve at least 3 years in prison for swinging an axe at his wife and daughters, then setting fire to the front door of their home. 48-year-old Roy Acosta was arrested last April following a family disturbance in Bryan, a block north of Sue Haswell Park. Acosta pleaded guilty to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and an arson charge was dropped. Acosta was sentenced to 6 years. Because a weapon was used in the assault, at least half the time has to be served before becoming eligible for parole. Edward Snowden made an hour-long appearance at South by Southwest via live video stream from Russia on Tuesday. Hours later on Capitol Hill, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein accused the CIA of illegally searching Senate computers. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's about time that some of the Democrats in the Senate pay attention to what federal executive branch agencies are doing regarding privacy.
It's unfortunate that the CIA or any other agency is trying to spy on Congress. I mean, that just seems actually criminal and un-American.
Flores also mentioned pending legislation that would give Congress legal standing to sue executive branch officials, including the president. He says the bill could pass the Senate due to some Democrats questioning alleged abuses of executive powers. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwornemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwornemann Flooring today.
Zwornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Have you seen my guys lately? Is your car missing the TLC from ALC? Stop on by any one of our four locations of American Lube Centers so we can make your vehicle safe for your in-town and out-of-town travels. Fast, friendly service before you need us. And remember, American Lube Center Tower Point has full-service hand car wash and detail center. Thanks for voting us best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. American Lube Centers, taking care of your vehicles so you don't have to.
Hi, I'm Elaine, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale College President Larry Arnn on the importance of the presidential oath of office.
Members of Congress and federal judges take an oath to the Constitution, but the Constitution prescribes the exact words of the oath only for the president. The American presidency was a new and powerful office created at the Constitutional Convention of 1787. Nothing like it existed in any other constitution in history. It was designed to allow certain virtues, decision, activity, secrecy, dispatch, things like that. And they were thought to be essential to executive power, especially in a crisis. But despite this immense power, the president is not so powerful as the Constitution itself. That is why presidents must pledge to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, and why it is the duty of the people to ensure that they do so.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To join the national conversation on the Constitution, go to ConstitutionMinute.com.
Good morning. It's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure shifted off to our east, and that should start to draw some moisture up across the region. Some sun for this morning, but clouds will be increasing as the day goes on. Highs today 65 to 70. There could be an isolated shower. Tonight cloudy, the risk of a shower. Lows overnight 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow, a few breaks of sun are possible. Highs near 70. There's also the chance for a shower. Maybe a shower tomorrow night, 55. Turning partly sunny Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at sports, where Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball was one and done. A&M baseball has won six of their last seven. High school baseball scores, plus a whole lot more from the NFL and NCAA basketball tournaments. All coming up with sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50.
All right, all right, all right. In the words of Matthew McConaughey, the makers of the CBS reality show Big Brother are coming to Aggieland. Uh-oh. Yeah, I know. U.S. American citizens who are 21 or older and willing to leave their homes behind for up to 90 days can audition on March the 29th. The show, which premieres its 16th season in late June on CBS, follows a group of strangers living together for 3 months at a house equipped with 65 cameras, 98 microphones, recording them 24/7.
Not enough money on the planet.
I don't know. You think they'd let me wake up and do the show from there?
Well, it would be interesting. Each week, the house guests vote each other off until only one remains. The winner takes home $500,000. The casting director said it's hard to predict how many people will audition in College Station and Bryan, but does not anticipate the wait to be longer than an hour. She doesn't even know where she is.
No.
Yeah. Hey, Robin, where are you? I don't know. I'm in Bryce Station, Texas. I don't know.
Bryce Station.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Anyway. She says,
they've only got 37 Starbucks. It's awful.
It is. I had to drive to a Starbucks. Anyway, Big Brother hopefuls in attendance will be asked to fill out an application and take part in a 2-minute interview. She said, we love to be shocked. We love quirky people and interesting personalities. We like people with opinions who are passionate about anything, whether it's a social issue, art or school, or any activities, even if it's going to the gym, we don't care. We just love people who are passionate and speak their minds, and they're competitive.
Oh, Patrick.
Yeah, that's not me. I'm not quirky at all. Yeah.
No, okay. But you're opinionated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can be that.
Her best bet, bring your ID and get a good night's sleep before you come in and take a shower.
Thanks for the heads up.
Anybody who can't make the opening open casting can apply online also at bigbrothercasting.tv by uploading a 3-minute video and current picture. Deadline is April the 4th. Oh, let's see. Other cities in Texas, there'll be an Abilene and Houston. So, let's see. Okay, coming to College Station, Big Brother. You may be famous. You may be famous. It's your opportunity to at least give it a try. So, are you in a good mood because good things are happening to you or because your internet friends are happy? They studied more than a billion Facebook status updates, and it suggests that if you're smiling, it's because your friends were smiling first. Now, if you're unhappy, it's likely to be because one of your friends' little parade is getting rained on. Researchers at the University of California, San Diego, have found that good moods can spread like wildfire across the internet. Positive posts lead to more positive posts from people who read them, and the negative posts spread bad moods just as easily. Nothing wrong with staying positive. Always a good thing. Less people are doing stupid stuff. Okay. All right. This is a little unusual. Did you hear about what happened down in Houston with the dad and the kid and the gun?
No.
In Houston, middle of the night, father awakened by one of his kiddos alerting him there's somebody in his 16-year-old daughter's bedroom. Father goes to investigate, got his gun. Sure enough, somebody's in there. Daughter says she doesn't know who he is. Believing the boy was reaching for something, father shot him dead. Only afterward did the daughter acknowledge that she had let the boy into the home. He was 17. No charges have been filed yet. Wow. Now, that's just not good on all sorts of levels.
Terrible story.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I just saw it this morning. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was in the second news.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't know. We'll see where that goes. That's a pretty debatable type situation right there. I mean, I don't know. My first thought is, you know, he thought his daughter was in peril, and he had the ability to do something about it. So,
having just taken concealed carry.
Yeah.
I would have gone a little farther.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Also seeing a boy in bed or around a bed with my daughter
in the room, yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know that I wouldn't come in blasted.
And
either.
Well, I don't know exactly what move he was making that caused the dad to decide to fire. But nonetheless, unfortunate. All right, wash your ears out with this. Students in New Zealand being offered free beer in exchange for rats.
Why?
Apparently, the cities are being overrun with rodents.
Oh.
So an entrepreneur teamed up with Victoria University in the town of Wellington to create a beer for rats project. The idea behind offering beer was to encourage students to get involved. The rats can be turned in dead or alive.
Okay. It's a self-limiting program because as the rats become harder to catch,
yeah,
people are less likely to be able to catch them.
Yeah, there, little rat.
Hey. These suckers are hard to catch.
I'm going after my 23rd rat today. I hope it works out for me. Yeah, that's good. All right, Nancy.
There's a whole new meaning to all rats.
Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House of Representatives of U.S. America, the lady who told us she's not exactly sure when life begins. I think her parish priest wants to talk to her about that. The lady who told us that natural gas is not a fossil fuel. The lady who said, but we have to pass the bill so we can see what's in it.
We see it.
Yep. The lady who said, quote, every month that we do not have an economic recovery package, 500 million Americans lose their jobs.
500?
Yeah. That's what she said.
500
that's
million?
That's the one.
1.5 times the population rate. Every man, woman, and child.
That's right. Every month they lose their jobs. That, Nancy Pelosi, that's the one. Now says that the U.S. Patent Office should deny any further patent protection for the Washington Redskins until the team changes its name.
Really? Wouldn't that be the Copyright Office?
Yeah, they're saying patent protection.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. Anyhow, some Native Americans find it offensive. At an event hosted by the National Congress of American Indians on Thursday, she said, quote, we all respect freedom of speech, but the Trademark Office has rejected names which are considered offensive, and they should do it now. They can keep their name on the team, but when it comes to all that stuff, that's serious money. So I think that is the one path that we can go after. She said it's time to choose another name. In fact, it's long overdue. Haven't we fought this battle already?
And we have, and it's all right now. Washington, what about Kansas City?
Yeah. Well, what about
or
Florida State?
Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, Florida State, I almost get because that is the name of a tribe.
Okay, sure. Okay.
I can sort of see that.
But we're saying Chiefs and Braves, right?
Chiefs and Braves, yep. Come on. I mean, if you're going to go one, you got to get them all.
Now, what's interesting is apparently the last survey on this issue was taken 10 years ago. We get surveys on all sorts of junk. That's done every year.
No.
It's been 10 years? Anyway, Robert McCartney, who's a columnist for the Washington Post, thinks it's time for a new survey. Well, you know, again, we've talked about that. The methodology to the survey makes all the difference.
Oh,
the
certainly
world,
it does.
But, I mean, and everybody has a right to be offended. That's fine if you want to be, but I can't imagine that this is that big a deal. Just not sure. All right. So are you counting down the days to your summer vacation after a week of weather like we're going to have next week? Probably a lot of folks will be. You're not alone. MSN.com reports that Travelocity surveyed 1,004 U.S. American adults and discovered that 55% of the ladies are dreaming of a little downtime at the beach or the spa. One-third of the crazy 18 to 34s would love to see the sights of Europe. And about 25% of the gents dream of getting off to the outback of Australia.
For the beer and rats.
That's right. Go over there and catch some rats and drink some beer. Now, they asked, who would you like to bring along? Jimmy Fallon and Ellen DeGeneres were the most popular travel companions.
Now, Jimmy Fallon would probably be a hoot.
Yeah, I would think so. Unless you're loaded. For people making over $100,000 a year, they really would prefer to be with somebody like Mark Zuckerberg. What, going to get some tips?
No.
Yeah. Or Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer. Those are the picks. So everybody get ready to vacation and know that you won't have a chance to see probably either of those people because they stay at nicer places than most of us. 722.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's time to get to Douglas Nissan for the Nissan Now sales event. We have the new 2014 Nissan Altima 2.5S for only $18,991. The Altima has head-turning style and is an IIHS top safety pick. Come test drive your new Altima today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
Offer includes 1,000 customer cash plus 1,000 NMAC cash. Must finance with NMAC. Six at this price. Model code 13114.
Hi, I'm Emily Sabian. At first, I thought I just had a sore throat, but it didn't go away. I was diagnosed with cancer. St. Joseph helped me make the best of my chemotherapy treatments. And best of all, I am now in remission and back to watching my son play football. St. Joseph gave me something to cheer about.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Let's hit the road.
Let's go.
It's that time of the year again. Time to get out of the house and hit the road with a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan. Spring markdowns are incredible. How big is this sale?
It is magnormous.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
It's the best prices of the year on the best brands in the country.
Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. You know, the good stuff. The brands are incredible. The prices are incredible. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, the selection is better than ever. Get out of the house and get a brand new 2014 Canyon Cat, just $99.95. How about a Jayco J Flight Swift 264BH, just $139 a month?
$139 a month. Let's go!
As always, you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online, rvstationonline.com. Canyon Cat stock number 2394, Jayco stock number 2691, sale price $15,750, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search, because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business. Step one is to know your website score. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com to instantly get your free website score and analysis. It's a free service from Boostability. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com. Myfreewebsitereport.com.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we'll be happy to show you all the pluses of our LED bulbs, like the fact that four LEDs use less energy than one incandescent. Plus, LEDs glow like incandescent bulbs, but last hundreds of times longer. So, for a light bulb with a lot of pluses, try an LED from Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station and save $3 on Duracell ProCell LED light bulbs now through March 31st after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 70 for a high temperature today with a slight chance of some showers out there. It's a 30% chance of rain tonight with a low of 61. Tomorrow we're at 70. They've now kind of upped the chances of rain to 40% during the day and in the evening. Then 30% continuing on Sunday with a high of 63. 64 and sunshine on Monday, and we start a pretty good run next week. Lots of sunshine and good temps in the 70s. Right now the winds are out of the southeast at 3, 90% relative humidity, a few clouds out there, and we're looking at 47 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Folks, a very rare tree grows in California, an albino coast redwood. There are believed to be less than 10 of these things on all of planet Earth. And these particular albino redwood trees may be the largest of these rare trees, which would make it totally unique. It stands 52 feet tall, green leaves, and white albino sections. You might say it's a biracial tree. Now, this rare tree stands in Sonoma County, very small town there, but if federal regulators have their way, they're going to chop it down. Why? Well, because the feds have determined that the tree is too close to a proposed commuter train line and thus presents safety problem. So, rare or not, it's got to go. Now, to soften the impact of the decision to chop down the biracial tree, a spokesperson for the commuter train line promises that thousands of cuttings will be taken from the tree before it's destroyed. 20 other redwoods will be planted around the area, but who can guarantee those cuttings will take root? A rare tree may be chopped to death without leaving any offspring. Now, in the good old days, you'd have a bunch of environmentalist wackos setting up house in the tree, and a bunch of fading Hollywood liberals would adopt this biracial tree as their new cause. But now nobody cares. The tree might as well have never been born or be a Republican. I hope somebody at least makes some good cigar humidors out of the wood, at least.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
During tax season, LifeLock reminds us that identity thieves know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. So if you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or call them and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well.
Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News time is 7:30. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Downtown Bryan will become the home of backup operations for the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
It took about a year for a local startup business, T-Star, to reach an agreement.
This one is definitely a little bit different, where we are, no kidding, sharing technologies and looking to share back the other way as they build out both the technical capability and some of the educational capabilities.
NASA's Director of Mission Operations, Paul Hill, says this will replace their backup in Huntsville, Alabama, when they have to evacuate Houston for hurricanes and other emergencies.
We can come right up the road to Bryan College Station area and have our rocket scientists housed here when that facility is ready to operate our spacecraft for us.
T-STAR stands for Texas Space Technology Applications and Research. Chief Technology Officer Jose Quintana says they're still scouting locations.
We prefer to be here in downtown because, as you know, there's great access to fiber, to high-speed broadband access to the Internet, but also there are other benefits that we want to leverage.
T-STAR's president recently retired from the space agency. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A garbage truck from the city of College Station is out of commission following a crash Thursday afternoon on Highway 30 near Twin Oaks Landfill. A DPS trooper says the driver failed to control his speed as the garbage truck rear-ended a trailer being towed by a two-ton pickup. The trooper reported the pickup and trailer blocked part of the eastbound lane after the trailer blew a tire. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts. The driver of the garbage truck was taken to College Station Medical Center with a possible broken right wrist. The driver of the pickup was not hurt. The city of College Station has finished studying student bicyclist activity at 2 of 5 schools where there are no bike lanes. The city council concurred with staff recommendations during Thursday night's meeting. Assistant city engineer Troy Rother wants to continue monitoring bicyclists around Southwood Valley.
During the afternoons, there's parents actually queued up along this portion of Deacon waiting to get in to pick up their kids, or in some instances the kids leave the school and meet the parents out of the car. And again, for special events, this would impact their availability of on-street parking.
At Pebble Creek, the council agreed to allow bike lane markings along Lakeway and continue to allow street-side parking. Still to be studied are student bicyclists going to and from Oakwood, College Hills, and Rock Prairie. There's another opponent to a petition drive calling on Bryan voters to decide whether to ban relatives of council members to serve on appointed boards and commissions. Councilman Chuck Honderless says it's insulting for those who serve on committees.
It says, well, you don't have the integrity to do your job well because you may be related to someone. And the bigger issue it causes is the way that this charter amendment is written, it means that people that are related to me, and I mean that's like every third person in Bryan, can't serve on anything. They can't serve on a board or on a committee. I mean, are you going to tell me that you don't want my brother, Father David, praying for people if the city's doing something?
Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission includes the brother of Mayor Jason Bayinski and a son of recently retired Councilman Paul Madison. A family disturbance last year has landed a Bryan man in prison. 48-year-old Roy Acosta entered a plea agreement where he admitted to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Acosta will serve at least half of a 6-year sentence before becoming eligible for parole because a weapon was involved. An arson charge was dismissed. Acosta was arrested last April after swinging an axe at 3 members of his family and setting fire to the front door of his home a block north of Sue Haswell Park. The wife and one of his daughters were able to take away the axe before anyone was hurt. A TV tray was split in half, and fire damage was limited to the door. A Port Arthur Elementary School teacher who was found not guilty by a jury of injuring an 11-year-old boy who testified he kicked her during classroom scuffles is expected to lose her job. School officials cite student safety in their plans to fire 63-year-old Ruby Gunner. Girl Scouts in Katy selling cookies outside a grocery store are credited with nabbing two shoplifting suspects. Authorities say the pair had $2,000 of merchandise, including wine, groceries, and small appliances. Just over a month out from tax day, workers filing returns may find themselves wishing for a simpler process. A comprehensive tax reform bill offered last week by Michigan Congressman Dave Camp was met with silence from his Republican colleagues. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the lack of support came in two flavors. Flores agrees with some who say the bill lacked input from the Ways and Means Committee, but he disagrees with those whom he feels are playing it safe.
The second reason that I don't agree with, some members of our party don't want to tackle tax reform this year because it's an election year, and they're concerned that the other party will attack us because of different parts of tax reform.
Flores says tax reform is the right thing to do, and an election year is the ideal time to stand for a fairer, flatter, more economically impactful tax system. WTAW News Time, 735, it's 48 degrees. More news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Whether you are actually in the market to buy a home, just curious about a home listed for sale as you're driving around the neighborhoods, or considering listing your home for sale, you've probably stopped by and pulled a flyer thing out of one of those boxes on the house that's listed for sale. That is, if the box isn't empty or the flyers aren't so wilted that you can't read them. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Well, let me tell you, this will never happen if you go with Zweiker & Associates. Why? Because not only are they going to create a gorgeous flyer for every home and have it professionally printed on quality cardstock, they're going to highlight each home with all the photos with the architectural photographer, which makes a huge difference, and they'll only do that after the house is staged perfectly. And after doing all those things, their property superintendent, who's also a licensed realtor, is going to do a property check at least once a week. Oh yeah, there's the concept for you. He's actually going to count the flyers. Why? Not only so the marketing team at Zweiker & Associates can order more for their clients, also so they can track the traffic that's been rolling by your house week to week. When you want it done right, you call Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams, like I did. Times two. They've helped me buy and sell two houses. Go see for yourself. ZARealestate.com.
Get slam dunk savings at Allen Honda during the March sales event madness. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2014 Accord, Civic, Odyssey, and CRV. Or get a great lease deal of $199 per month for 36 months. Allen Honda has a great selection of inventory during the March sales event madness. So hurry in now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service, that means overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. You come home, the unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there that day. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278.
Any sunshine this morning will eventually give way to cloudiness. There could be a shower later tonight. Any showers that do develop will be rather isolated. Highs 65 to 70. Clouds tonight, chance for a shower. Overnight lows 55 to 60. The weekend will start with clouds and a few intervals of sunshine. There could be a shower tomorrow. Highs, they're going to be right around 70 degrees. Chance of a shower for tomorrow night, 55. Partly sunny, 65 to 70 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm all for the new rules, but you got to be kidding me.
He wasn't kidding. Neither were the officials. Three Aggies fouled out yesterday in the SEC championship. We'll get more on men's basketball coming up in just a little. Also, men's baseball on the road to Auburn. We'll take on ladies softball as well. And more information coming up for the NCAA tournament. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it for you here in 10 minutes or so.
It's about 7:39. Still cloudy out there. Anyway, the temps are going to be just great, even this weekend and on into all next week. So I guess actually next week should have been good for people who were taking the week off or spring break. That just means all those Yankees get good weather now because that's, you know.
Yeah, they take it later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The important questions that trouble us all We have a couple of answers for you in just a couple of minutes. The first question we'll be taking on is what toilet paper to buy. We have the answer for you.
There's an answer?
There is an answer. Oh. There is an answer to that. An amazing anniversary coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that in just a minute. And now for all you folks who go to the movies, those guys who do the commercials for the movies, you know, In a World, that thing, the In a World guy died. He died a few days ago, but we just found out about it. His family made the announcement. His name was Hal Douglas. Did everything from Forrest Gump to Con Air. He was 89 years old. Passed away last Friday, as a matter of fact.
Demure-looking little professorial-looking guy.
Little dude. This was one that he did, which was really kind of funny. Here we go.
In a world where laughter was king.
No, in a world, Jack.
What do you mean, no, in a world?
It's not that kind of movie.
Oh? Okay. In a land that...
No, in a land either.
In a time...
Nah, I don't think so.
In a land before time.
It's about a comedian, Jack.
One man.
No.
When your life is no longer your own.
What does that mean?
When everything you know is wrong.
That's wrong.
In an outpost.
No.
On the edge of space.
No space.
A girl.
No.
Two girls.
No.
Now.
No.
More than ever.
Stop it.
A renegade cop.
I hate you.
A robot renegade cop.
You're fired. No, you're actually fired.
I'm fired.
Get out of the booth, Jack.
No, I like it in here.
So it's cool. He could, poke fun at himself.
It's a little late now, but I sort of was, I think it'd be nice if he had read his own obituary.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. That might not have been a bad deal. Anyway,
he lived a great life.
Well, yeah, and he really, they said he worked until about 2 years ago. And the deal is, now with digital technology, hey, you walk down the hall, put on your loafers and walk down to the living room and you record it in there and then you go back into your office. And that's it.
So. Play Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
Could do that.
With that in mind, tomorrow is the birthday of the .com domain name.
Oh.
Registered March 15th, 1985 by Symbolics Computers of Cambridge, Massachusetts. Only four other companies registered a .com that year.
The four? Geez.
Four. The 1 millionth .com wasn't registered until 1977. I don't know. They're thinking that one projection shows that there'll be 2 billion sites by 2015.
Holy cow.
2 billion.
2 billion sites. Yeah.
Well, and .com is what's called a TLD or top level domain.
Uh huh.
And they've just started releasing the new ones.
Yeah. Now what do you think? Is that stuff going to catch on?
Now let me tell you. One of them's, for example, because this one I was sort of looking for, .photography.
Okay.
So if you have, instead of putting, like for me, it was Zeinert Photography, just a little personal side. It wasn't a business or anything, but Zeinert.photography is shorter because then you don't have the .com and it's more relevant. And I don't know. It works for that. They also have .farm,
.kids. But people have to know how to spell photography. I think you have a really basic problem right there. they ought to go to photo.
Photo. Yeah. Well, I think that exists too.
Oh, does it? Okay.
It might. But .farm, .kids, just about anything.
Yeah. Okay. The .com domain was originally managed by the U.S. Department of Defense. Did you know that?
No.
That's kind of scary. They probably wish they had it again. Their budget would be bigger. 81% of U.S. Americans visit at least 5 .com sites a day. That's about 18% short, I would think. I would think about 99% of Americans visit at least 5 .com sites a day. But anyway. And fewer than a third of the planet, or less than a third of the planet, uses the Internet. Think about that. Less than
a third?
Yep. Just remember,
how do they find things out?
I don't know. They're stupid. That's all. they're just trying
to survive.
That's where all the old encyclopedias went.
Yeah, that's in there. Oh, that trying to survive thing. Yeah, that's
something we don't think about.
Yeah, no, we don't. We're different level on Maslow's. Okay. All right, here we go. Downsizing has hit the toilet paper aisle as rolls become narrower. Cardboard tubes grow in diameter, and the number of sheets per roll is falling. And the sheets are getting smaller, too, with U.S. Americans using an average of... I hate numerical trivia. I hate numerical trivia. We're not going to do it, but I'm almost tempted.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. How many sheets of toilet paper does the average U.S. American use in a day? I mean, think about that.
In a day?
I want this. I want the male-female breakdown, but I'm going to say 100.
Yeah. Whoa! Okay.
Does 2-ply count as 1 or 2?
Well, yeah, no, I think it's just 1. The answer is 46. That's what they tell us.
I would have gone lower than 46.
46 sheets of toilet paper a day. You want to make sure the kind that you buy, of course, gets the job done. Well, the thing is, you use it for all sorts of stuff. You know, if you need to pick something up or whatever, and you don't want to touch it, like dog poop, you know. You want to blow your nose or something? I mean, I hadn't owned Kleenex, I don't think, much in a long time. But, you know, it's good for that stuff. Anyhow, so Consumer Reports test toilet paper strength, softness, disintegration, and tearing ease. That's probably got to be a pretty interesting place to work.
That's a real job.
Well, you think about it. Okay, what are you doing today? Oh, we're doing bolt cutters, and tomorrow we got toilet paper. I mean, they take care of everything. So here we go. They basically got two winners. At 25 cents per 1,000 sheet, White Cloud 3-Ply Ultra that sold at Walmart was named as CR's Best Buy. Got excellent marks for strength and softness and disintegration and tearing ease. We're very good.
3-Ply.
3-Ply. That's what it says. As a, you know, like 3-peat.
So a 12-pack for right at $6.
Is that right?
Yep.
A 12-pack? That's pretty pricey, isn't it? Anyway.
I don't know. It depends on how. Because they got the jumbo and the ultra. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Now, see, that's one thing that is one thing that I find fairly easy to buy at the Giant Shopatorium. Because all you have to do is pick it up. I mean, which one is heavier?
Yeah.
You know, that, okay. Now, while...
We're going into depth on toilet paper.
All right, excuse me. Do you know anybody who doesn't use it? Okay, thank you. While tearing ease for Charmin Ultra Strong was excellent, it did not score as high on the other three attributes. It cost 41 cents for 100 sheets as opposed to the 25 cents for 100 sheets. But it's also made Consumer Reports list as a top toilet paper pick. So once again, White Cloud 3-Ply Ultra, sold at Walmart, and Charmin Ultra Strong. Those would be your choices. Now you may continue with your day.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you're a young parent, I wonder if you can relate to Craig and Amy's story. Amy is a stay-at-home mom with Joshua, their 3-month-old baby boy. And Craig works outside the home. Most evenings when Craig walks through the door, he expects to find a spotless house and dinner on the table. Instead, his wife meets him at the front step, hands him a screaming baby boy, and says, "I need you to change his diaper." Craig rolls his eyes and heads to the nursery. But no sooner has he begun than Amy's shadow falls over his shoulder. "Craig," she says, "you're doing it all wrong." Well, it's a common problem. She's thinking, "I'm exhausted," and he never offers to help. He's thinking, "I'm exhausted from a long day, too." Why doesn't she understand that? Both of them are making the same mistake. They never talked about their expectations for caring for Joshua so they could find solutions that worked for both of them. Basic communication can work wonders in ironing out differences between a husband and wife. Discussing your ideas together about mothering, fathering, your roles, and mapping out how child-rearing responsibilities will be handled needs to be done. done. Don't assume anything. Instead, try to get on the same page. Let go of preconceived notions and start moving toward a common goal. Really knowing your spouse's heart and mind can change everything. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Never before in the history of mankind has March meant so much. The Quicken Loans Billion Dollar Bracket Challenge with Yahoo Sports. The once-in-a-lifetime event that could change your life forever. How you make your college basketball picks doesn't matter. $1 billion could be yours. But that's not the only way to win big. If your bracket ranks in the top 20, you'll walk away with $100,000. Guaranteed. Get your game on at QuickenLoansBracket.com, where you can fill out your bracket and find more details. The Quicken Loans Billion Dollar Bracket Challenge with Yahoo Sports. Pick a perfect bracket, win $1 billion. Enter at QuickenLoansBracket.com.
Not affiliated with or sponsored by NCAA. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the United States, 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Begins March 3rd, 2014, ends at 1 a.m. Eastern Time on March 20th, 2014. For official rules and complete details, visit www.quickenloansbracket.com. Prizes available to first 15 and registrants only. Sponsor Quicken Loans, Inc. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 33.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:49. Fight Texas Aggie Hoops in the SEC basketball tournament yesterday afternoon. Alex Caruso went nuts, putting up his college career high of 28, but it wasn't enough to push the Aggies past Mizzou. It looked like it was over for the Aggs with just seconds left in the first overtime.
They run the baseline. They inbound the ball here to Clarkson. Here's a steal and a layup. Good steal by McDonald. Got in, gave it to Caruso. Caruso got a layup and just tied the ball game at 77.
McDonald to Caruso to go to double OT, but A&M just didn't have the horses, having fouled out three players before the overtime started. Now, when the dust had finally all settled, it was Missouri 91-83 over Texas A&M. As far as coach speak goes, it's a romper room no-no for coaches to bash officials. Needless to say, Coach Kennedy did not agree with having Missouri go to the charity stripe as many times as they did.
They shot 53 free throws. I'm all for the new rules, but you got to be kidding me. You know, that's too many free throws. Whether we did it or not, I didn't see it from my side. And we've got to adjust to it. And we didn't adjust to it, but 53 free throws is just way too many to give up.
With the loss, the A&M men are one and done. Now the Missouri Tigers get to take on the number one team in the country in Florida. In other SEC action, South Carolina will play Tennessee, LSU's got Kentucky, and Ole Miss plays Georgia. On a brighter note for A&M, baseball teams won six of their last seven, and they're ranked 23rd in the country. Junior Patrick McClendon has led the surge, hitting .600, and the Aggs open up their SEC season with the first-ever trip to Auburn. Last season, the Tigers won two of three from A&M at Olsen Field. The series starts tonight with the first pitch at 6, Saturday at 3, and Sunday at 1, all of them on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Since we're talking baseball, how about jumping over to high school action? The Bryan Vikings won their first district game, beating Conroe last night 4-1. Consol fell to the Woodlands 3-1, and College Station Cougars won their last non-conference game, edging Concordia Lutheran 6-5. The SEC and the Pac-12 Conference announced Texas A&M will face UCLA in a home-and-home series starting in 2016. The UCLA Bruins will make their first ever appearance at Kyle Field on September 3rd, 2016. Aggs will hop the plane and head to Pasadena, California in 2017 on September the 2nd. In other NCAA tournament action, Baylor opened up a 21-point lead and upset 17th-ranked Oklahoma 78-73 in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament. Baylor went up by 16 points at the half, and here's Baylor's head coach, Scott Drew.
You want them to do well. I mean, you're really proud, and I'd say that first half we were really good.
With the win, Baylor gets to take on 3-seed Texas in semi number one. Iowa State plays Kansas in the second semi for the Big 12. Now, that upset followed an even bigger stunner in the Big East tournament. Third-ranked Villanova, which had hopes of being a number one seed in the upcoming NCAA tournament, fell to unranked Seton Hall 64-63 on a buzzer beater. Third seed Sam Houston State defeated number 6 ORU 70-61 in the second round of the Southland Conference Tournament. And when you tune in on Saturdays for game day to see host Chris Fowler, he's not going to be there. He's taking over the play-by-play duties for the marquee Saturday night college football games on ABC. ESPN announced that he's going to replace Brett Musburger, who is leaving Saturday night football and will do games as the lead anchor team for the SEC network. We'll wrap things up this morning with your Aggie sports calendar with the 13th-ranked A&M softball team. They're in South Carolina. You can catch the first game today, 6 p.m. on our sister station, the Zone HD 95.1-3. The A&M men's golf team has hit the road to the National Invitational Tournament hosted by the University of Arizona at the Omni Tucson National Course. Texas A&M enters the NCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships. Both men's and women's teams are ranked third. They're going for their first-ever indoor titles. And A&M will take nine swimmers to the 2014 NCAA Men's Swimming and Diving Championships. That's March 27th through the 29th. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So Chris Fowler going to take over, and I guess Herb Street's going to stay on there too. So those two of those guys, will they'll be doing the Saturday game after game day. So I guess game day will pretty much be where that game is and all that stuff. Well, that'd be good for Herb Street. You won't have to hop on a plane and go someplace else. And but see, I thought the whole reason we got out of the Big 12 was to get away from Brent.
No, you have no idea.
He followed us over there. I can't imagine.
How
you know?
Upset I was. Well, he is such a hack.
Well, I just wanted to know the difference between Texas Aggies and Texas Longhorns, because, you know, he has miscalled that more than once.
Oh, Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Let's hit the road.
Let's go.
It's that time of the year again. Time to get out of the house and hit the road with a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan. Spring markdowns are incredible. How big is this sale?
It is magnormous.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
It's the best prices of the year on the best brands in the country.
Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. You know, the good stuff. The brands are incredible. The prices are incredible. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, the selection is better than ever. Get out of the house and get a brand new 2014 Canyon Cat, just $99.95. How about a Jayco J-Flight Swift 264BH, just $139 a month?
$139 a month. Let's go!
As always, you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online, rvstationonline.com. Canyon Cat stock number 2394, Jayco stock number 2691, sale price $15,750, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. CBS announced their renewals on their TV shows. If you happen to be a CBS person, they're picking up nine dramas, including NCIS. Duh. NCIS Los Angeles. Duh. Since they're regularly in the, what, top six or seven?
Generally, yeah.
Also, let's see, Person of Interest, CSI, Hawaii Five, CSI still, man, Hawaii Five-O, Blue Bloods, Criminal Minds, Elementary, and The Good Wife. And Two Broke Girls, Mike and Molly, Two and a Half Men on the comedy side, and also The Millers and Mom, a couple of first-year shows. Not picked up, kind of interesting. The Mentalist wasn't, which had gotten a little bit weird. I forget that Red somebody or another.
Red John.
That's it, Red John. You know, they just kind of started obsessing about that. And the Robin Williams series, The Crazy Ones, not picked up. Now, they may get, when the new fall schedule comes out in May, they may get resurrected, but we'll see. Over on the reality show side, Undercover Boss and The Amazing Race renewed, as well as 60 Minutes and 48 Hours. Soap Opera with Swords, you fans will be thrilled to know, they got... They're planning on seven seasons of Battles and Dragons and...
Seven more? Or
yeah,
total?
Well, let's see. It says planning for seven seasons of battles. So I guess how long has it been on? Three?
Four? I think we're coming into the fourth.
Yeah,
now.
Okay. So there you go. So that's...
Okay. Still not bad.
Nope. Star Trek and Harold and... Oh, I don't care about that. We got movies this weekend. Oh, yeah. Let's see. 300 Rise and Mr. Peabody and Sherman are supposed to stay at the top because, I mean... For me, I mean, I want to go see Need for Speed. You know that. I mean, I just...
The Peabody and Sherman was...
Oh, did you go see that?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay. And I see that Tyler Perry's got a movie out this weekend. You know, I am such a Tyler Perry fan that that... Okay. Yeah. I just thought you might believe that. Let's see. The Nation of Sri Lanka's got a help wanted. We went to Craigslist Sri Lanka, and this is what we found. They're looking for a new hangman after the last one quit his job. The Sri Lanka Prisons Department recently appointed a new recruit.